When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Okay, Volleyball.
Hey, good morning, sweet Derek.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time K-Rock listener here. Just want to say Klein and Allie are the best thing that has happened to Los Angeles in over two decades. Thank you, Klein and Allie. Thank you, whoever put Klein and Allie to work over here. And thank you, K-Rock.
Good morning. It's Friday the 13th, and this year is... Hey, check it out. Here's Klein with the weekend sound.
You ain't got to flame everything.
She's a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Who?
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Forget that voice. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the
rear end? Are you ready
for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about it. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Oh, I love dry humping.
I'ma eat it all. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
We're at the Pantages. Woo. Oh, baby.
It's the future. Hit the mall. Go out with friends. Do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes. Just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end?
What the fuck?
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end?
All I have to do is sit on my couch and scratch my balls for the next
We are live in Los Angeles! 3, 2, 1! And here we go.
Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K Rock.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to your weekend. Good morning. Klein & Allie Show on K Rock. If you need us, the phone's open now at 800 520 1067. Call, text, leave here with the final giant TV this week. 490 inches worth of TV just in time for Father's Day. We'll get through a round of Do More Better, all of the complaints that have been piling up all week long.
Especially and since the summer hours, I'm sure there's a lot more complaints.
There are so many complaints about summer hours for so many different reasons. It's just kind of a wild. You do something that the goal was a good thing for
this
the people.
This is actually what you wanted.
And we got a lot of complaints, but some good, some bad. Some are backhanded complaints.
How many are Vanessa hating the gays complaints?
Mostly it's a lot of gay people that are mad at Vanessa still. Understandably.
Yeah. So.
Okay, fancy boy.
Okay, relax. They still have a
so
few
derogatory.
Still have a few more weeks left of their month, and then you can let it all out, Vanessa. Just hold it in for now. Okay?
Well, I think one of the complaints that stuck with me was from 562 is that I used to wait until about 9:45 to use the restroom and dump out each morning so that I can listen to the end of the show while I dump out. Now I have to wait an hour more because I don't want to miss anything live. And now I'm experiencing intestinal cramping final hour. Thanks for nothing.
Well, that was one of the, you and Jake can experience those intestinal cramps together. We got a great show planned for you. I don't want to give everything away. I know in a moment Allie wants to shed some light on a giant scam that's been affecting everyone, including you in Southern California. But I am so excited because later this morning we did go out into the streets to find out if everyone is crazy or if Allie is crazy. Based on her theory that everyone knows Joshua Jackson and he is an A-lister. And we're going to listen to some of these clips throughout the show today. But I just want you to get a sense of where the general public is at right now.
What's your name?
Weller from Glendale.
Weller, can you tell me who Joshua Jackson is?
Joshua Jackson. Absolutely not.
With anger.
He seems mad.
He's mad that he was even asked the question.
If you had to guess why he's famous, what would you guess?
I don't know. Sports.
Oh. What sport do you think he plays?
Baseball.
Can you give me an example? Who do you consider a Hollywood A-lister?
A Hollywood A-lister?
Yeah.
Denzel.
Yeah, he's right. Denzel. Yeah. A-lister. But in Allie's world, she didn't even talk about Denzel.
Get out of here, Denzel.
Allie's all about Joshua's time. Jake asked like 50 people in the streets yesterday.
Oh, come
and
on.
The responses are crazy.
Half and half, at least?
Nowhere close to half and half. It's a social experiment. Wanted to see if Allie's sniffer is right as to who is an A-lister in Hollywood. And we'll get to that coming up a little bit later this morning as well. But this is a big scam.
Oh, yeah. And this is something that's been going on for years. It's getting worse now, and I'm going to save you money. Not a lot of money, but every dollar counts, as you know.
Yeah, I was actually shocked when I found out about this. So you'll want to hear what Allie has to say. Potentially a class action lawsuit for all of us to get stupid rich together, and we'll do it after Chop Suey on K-Rock. Happy Friday. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Lots to get into this morning. Lots for you to win. Giant TVs, tickets to Knott's Berry Farm, and, of course, just our company, which is not... Well, that's probably stacked accordingly. Giant TV first, Knott's Berry second, and then our company third. But you'll want to hear this because this potentially could save you a ton of money.
Yeah, and Klein, as you know, I've been tightening the purse strings around here this year. Especially with inflation and, you know, all the uncertainty out there. I feel like it's a good time. Tipping is at an all-time high. Inflation at the grocery store is crazy. So any place that I can save money, I will. And there is something egregious happening at the gas stations in Southern California that I think is important to share. There is an air pump at almost every gas station, all right? You go there, if you have to fill up your tire, move on with your life. And a lot of them have an old coin slot that's probably not operational anymore. And a lot of the new ones have a little tap to pay box.
With your credit card.
Yeah, where you just
Apple
tap.
Pay, whatever.
It's $1.50 for 4 minutes or whatever, just like a car vacuum, right? Now, what people don't understand or may not know is that in the state of California, you don't have to pay for air. It's free. And I've been to many gas stations where I just go up, push the button, and it turns on, and I fill my car up, and I'm on my way.
How much air are you using that you've gotten to the bottom of this? Because I'm telling you right now, in the history of my entire life, I've probably used the air thing at a gas station like 3 times ever.
I got air at my back tire every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm doing mine every 2 weeks because I have a slow leak.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been doing it for like a year.
Wait, didn't you just get new tires?
Yeah, I did, Omar.
Don't you have an endorsement with a tire company?
I do.
Yeah.
Go get that fixed.
Yeah. And they do free patches.
Yeah, well, you should look into that.
Oh, my God.
I haven't gotten around to it. So I've gone up to 3 different pumps at this point.
And they're trying to bang you out for $1.50 for four minutes of air.
Yeah, which who needs 4 minutes of air? That's a lot.
Yeah, we're on the air for 4 hours every day. It's way too much.
Exactly. So I've noticed at some of these places that didn't have anything on the pump now have this little card reader. Including the one that I went to yesterday. There has never been a card reader on there, and now all of a sudden there's a tap to pay feature, and it says $1.50 for 4 minutes. I go up and I look around for somebody who works there, and I see this guy who is just a customer at the gas station. He goes, "Oh, yeah, you have to just tap to pay. It's $1.50. And I said, "No, it's not, because the air is free. Air is free in California." And he goes, "Oh, no, I don't think so. I think you have to pay." And I was like,
"Oh,
hold
boy.
On a minute.
Here comes Allie. This is where Allie was born for an opportunity like this.
Let me speak to the manager."
Super Karen has arrived. She's here. Hello.
I will save every dollar or $1.50. Nobody should have to pay for air in Southern California. And they will not as long as I'm around. So I found a worker that was walking by. I flagged him down, yelled, and said, "Excuse me. Excuse me. Why is there a card reader on this air pump? Because air is free." And he goes, "Yeah, you're going to have to go inside and talk to the manager."
Oh, according to the text line, Allie, by the way, air is only free if you buy something else at the gas station.
Nope. I walked in.
That's what the text line is saying.
I walked in, and the guy told me, like, it was routine, like, "Yeah, you got to just go in there and tell him." So I went in there, and they said, "Talk to Mario." I said, "Hello, Mario. Please turn on the air." And he said, "No problem." And I went back out. He turned the air on. And as I walked by the customer...
He's like, "I don't want this noise with Super Karen over there. I don't want this."
Was wide-eyed.
"It's a stump. No, it's a boulder. No, it's Super Karen."
And he was amazed at the fact that all of a sudden the air pump was on. I filled my tire, I got in my car, and the guy just sipped his Slurpee like I was Jesus Christ.
How big do you think this scam is going? You think that the gas stations are making an additional millions of dollars a year on people that are paying for free air? Is that what you think?
I think these gas stations have decided nobody really knows anything about this air law, and if I slap a card reader on something, people will just pay without really knowing, and what's the harm in just putting it on and probably making a good chunk of change unknowingly when I wouldn't have made any money before because I'm supposed to give it for free?
You know what you need to do? You need to be the official voice and face of free air. And you need to go around and set up shop.
I'm going to take over the airwaves.
You should not.
About free air.
Not on these airwaves, but go over there to the gas station and you should make your way from gas station to gas station and stand on like a some sort of a thing and just tell people, by the way.
Do not pay.
Yeah, this is free. They're scamming you.
Jehovah's Witness of air.
Yeah. Anybody with a slow leak?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've been paying all that adds up. Think about what Jake's doing every 2 weeks. That's $1.50 a week, okay?
I went to the same place, and they would give me tokens. You have to go in and get tokens for the thing.
That's BS, too.
No, the tokens are, they'll hand you the tokens.
Oh,
the tokens,
just hand. Yeah, oh, the little squiggly ones?
Yeah, you can go in and ask for them, yeah. And then you'll put them in the machine.
The thing is, they know, they bet on the fact that people don't want to go in and ask. If you weren't planning on going into the gas station, you don't want to go in. You want to avoid that.
I have a new nickname alert for Allie. She's the new Aaron. She's air, like Karen with an air. She's Aaron. She will complain about all air and will not pay for air. And that's where she draws the line. If you paid for air at any point in the recent future, recent history, recent past, whatever, you are getting scammed. It is free.
Somebody else said it literally says free air on the machine sometimes, but no one reads it because reading is lame.
Hold on, John, you're on with Aaron. She is defending all people to never have to pay for air in the state of California. Go ahead. Hello, John.
Hi. The actual law is, the air is free as long as you buy gas, but the gas stations don't own the air pumps. They just operate them. So if you just go inside into them, they don't care. They'll just turn it on.
714, Allie is right. In the state of California, water and air is free without any purchase. And 213 said Allie is correct. All you have to do is go in and ask them to turn on the air, and they're required to.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. What a start to your morning. I mean, the learning that potentially you're going to save yourself over the course of the next few years, upwards of $1.50.
It seems worth it. It could get to $8 or $10 in savings.
What does Allie think all of the air that she just wasted on K-Rock is worth? That's a great question, guys. I don't know the answer.
Ask Aaron.
If you would like $100, well, now she's got it. So she's just saved a ton. If you want $100 or potentially $500 of Allie's money, call now for some Allie Knows the News. Five questions about stuff going on in the world. If you do better than she does, she will instantly pay you. That and more is next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show every morning around this time, at least during the summer. We give you a shot at Allie's money, $100 usually, but on Fridays. I don't know how it started, but she got really excited about the concept of the $500 Fridays.
No,
people, what do you mean, no, you didn't? Why are you saying no, you didn't?
I was not excited by $500 Fridays.
People started singing jingles. You started singing the jingle. Everyone got excited about it.
I love a good jingle. You know this about me.
500 Fridays.
See?
All right, let's do it.
It's catchy.
This week it should be 400 because she lost, didn't she?
When did she already lost this week?
I think she lost on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that was the idea, right, is that it would build during the week, and then if you didn't lose at all, by Friday it would be potentially up to $500, kind of a rolling jackpot sort of thing. We make up the rules around here. I mean, look, it's like...
Apparently, it's not my decision. It's my money.
I want to be devil's advocate. Has this been confirmed by our bosses?
Doesn't matter. Allie's paying the people, so what's it matter? It's her money. If she's fine to send it out,
Allie, don't sue us.
Allie, don't sue us. Why would you say that? Why put that thought into her head? She's busy suing the gas stations
now.
You know what?
Vanessa's got a point. I'm going to sue the crap out of this company.
$500.
You're going to sue the $5 out of the company?
And I'm going to get $5 million.
I don't think that's going to happen at all. All right.
Sue you,
let's listen. Hey, this guy's got an interesting point on the goat line, although we're not going to listen to him. But
what's up, guys? It's your boy, Chris. Calling about the 500 Fridays, and I feel like Klein always makes Allie pay for shit. And I feel like it would be a good idea if Allie wins on Friday, Klein has to pay her $100. I think it's only fair.
No.
Klein's always
that sounds
Allie's
great.
Stupid.
Up for everybody else.
All right.
You know what?
And no one cares.
Klein pays Allie.
It's not catchy, guys.
$100 if you win.
Let me say, before we get to the game, which we will do in a moment, I got half the people on the phone want to play the game. Half the people are just calling to thank you, Allie, for being the hero they needed.
People are calling me Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness. They're calling her Karen. Go ahead. Rose, you'd like to say something to Allie? She's a hero this morning.
Yes, I just wanted to tell Allie that she's absolutely right on the whole air thing. And for anybody who's driving and does not know that already, that their dumbass should be paying for the gas.
Mm-hmm.
They're dumb. All they right. That's what they deserve, to all pay right. for gas if they don't already know that.
Allie is a real hero yeah. of free
that's a
things.
Little extreme.
A little extreme.
It's my yeah. Karen buddy right there.
That's right. Allie and Rose are going to take on the world, one air pump at a time.
Somebody
all right.
else on the text line said, I went up to a place and they were charging $4 for air.
I believe
so they
it.
Said I just drove away, but hey, that's crazy.
People, do not pay for your air. We give you free air 4 hours plus every morning here on K-Rock. You get free air wherever, whatever gas station you go to in the state of California. Do not fall for the scam. All right, let's say hi to Amy, who would like a shot at your cash this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Hello, good morning.
Happy $500 Fridays to you.
Happy Friday to you all.
You're going to battle anyone here on the show. If you battle Allie, it could be worth $500. If you battle any of us, it's only worth $100, but we're probably easier since we don't read the news as much as she does. So it's up to you. Who would you like to play against?
I would love to play Allie.
Okay.
It's all
exciting. Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios now, sequester herself. She will not hear these questions. You get to answer them first. Please be quick, confident, and accurate in your answer so we can give you a sweet payday to the tune of a $500 Friday. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts now.
Allie Knows the News.
The FDA recently recalled over 44,000 pounds of what delicious treat because apparently it's full of listeria. What did the FDA recall 44,000 pounds of? Amy.
Ground beef.
Oh, man. Not in time for burger season. That would be terrible. Go to question number two. Sadly, this MTV VJ has passed away after a battle with breast cancer. Pretty young. Which VJ is no longer with us?
Williams.
All right. Just guess a name. We go with that. Go to question number three. Big announcement for one of the finest athletes that ever was and ever will be. Competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut has just made a pretty big announcement. What was it?
He's retiring from eating hot dogs.
Go to question number four. Gen Z is apparently swapping out their smartphones for this throwback tech because they are attempting to do a social media detox. What throwback technology is now very popular?
Oh, man. Pagers?
Pagers. And finally, question number five. In the world of entertainment, this is pretty exciting. Bill Pullman, Mel Brooks, and Rick Moranis are returning for a new version of what movie?
The Goonies.
All right. Just saw The Goonies, I think, was released something like 40 years ago last week or some crazy number
same
like that.
You're talking about.
Makes you feel very old. Oh, the same one with the movie I'm talking about, also 40 years old?
Yeah, and also born in East LA.
Crazy. All right. Don't give anything else away. Allie could hear. Hold on. You're battling Amy. It's $500 on the line. Allie's not happy about it, but we do have a jingle. And once we have a jingle, there's no turning back. Remember, Klein had to pierce his nipple because we had a stupid jingle about it. And next thing you know, I'm piercing my nipple. And I did pierce my nipple.
Yay, there's another one.
Not doing that. Go to question number one, Allie. The FDA has just recalled over 44,000 pounds of what delicious treat because it has listeria.
Cookie dough?
All right. She said ground beef. Allie said cookie dough. It's 44,000 pounds of shrimps.
Shrimps?
We love shrimps, but it's no longer. That's going to be tough now. It said so much shrimp that's just going to be destroyed. It's so disappointing. That's a lot of shrimp. 44,000.
Do you think that's a delicious snack?
Yeah, treat. Delicious treat.
Shrimp's a shrimp?
Shrimp's a treat, baby. If you're getting a shrimp, it's a treat.
Shrimp, I feel like, is such a, like, I guess I'll just have shrimp.
What are you talking about?
Shrimp.
I give all the trick-or-treaters shrimp in my neighborhood. Everyone loves shrimp. They say trick-or-shrimp in my house.
It tastes like nothing.
It's great. You dip it in that little red sauce, cocktail sauce.
Oh, God.
It's great.
I would never call shrimp a treat.
When is it not a treat?
I would think dessert or, like, some kind of a thing you find in the snack aisle.
She guessed ground beef, so she didn't get thrown off, but regardless.
That's more of a treat than shrimp.
No, it's not. Shrimp is a special occasion.
Cocktail?
Food. Yeah, special occasion.
If shrimp cocktail got delivered at your table, you'd say, what a delicious treat.
Yeah, say, wow, who ordered the treat? That's what I'd say. Question number two, no one gets the point. This MTV VJ, sadly, has passed away after a battle with breast cancer.
Oh,
pretty young, too.
God, yeah, what was her name? Ananda?
Do you have a last name, or are you just going to go with that?
I think the eyes say it. Ananda.
All right. It's Ananda Lewis passed away.
Lewis.
I will give Allie a half a point. Not that it really matters.
I used to watch all the time, man. I kind of bummed out about that
one. I'm bummed out, too, man. I remember she was right in the heyday of the MTV, and she was a good one. Some of those VJs really bothered me, but I always liked her. She was no Jesse
really
Camp,
like,
but...
Yeah, I didn't really watch
All right, question number three. Big announcement from competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut, one of the finest athletes that ever was and ever will be. What was the announcement that Joey Chestnut has made?
That he is coming back to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Yes, that is correct. Took a year off. 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest. She guessed that he wanted to retire, but that is not the case because he's the throat goat, the original throat goat. And so we move on to question number four. Allie's up 1.5 points. Gen Z is swapping out their smartphones for this throwback tech.
Blackberries.
That is correct. The Blackberries making a comeback. You got one of them Blackberries in your drawers, or used to know some fancy Wall Street broker that's got a Blackberry just sitting there collecting dust. Let's juice that thing up and start using them. People are paying good money for those now. Final question, not that it matters. Mel Brooks and Bill Pullman, Rick Moranis will be working on this new version of what?
Spaceballs.
That is the correct answer.
One of the best movies ever.
I think they've announced a bunch of stuff about it, including more cast and I think shooting dates and all that stuff. Anyway, Amy.
Yeah, by the way, that movie came out 38 years ago, not
40. Wow, dude.
Oh, Jake, you're wrong, son. You're done, son.
Actually, no, Mel Brooks said 40, and by the time it comes out, it will be 40 years old.
You're done, son. You didn't. That's not what you said.
It's going to come out in 2027, but it came out 38 years ago. Yes, you said it came out 40 years ago.
From Mel Brooks, 40.
Sorry, Amy.
When it gets released in 2027.
Okay.
Jake's wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Jake, you're wrong. Everyone heard it.
I go 40.
Everyone on the text line, let us know if Jake was right or wrong. He claimed 40 years. He's off by 2 years. Massive amount of time.
I stand with Mel Brooks.
What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock, Amy, as Allie puts your money back in her pocket?
Oh, man. My name's Amy, and Allie knows the news.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it either. But
Allie
at least we can all agree a couple things here. Jake is wrong, and shrimp is a treat.
A treat.
I got a text yesterday from my wife, and I was convinced that the text, and I will read exactly what it said, was an indication that we were about to have sex. And I was excited about it for multiple reasons. Obviously, whenever I get that opportunity, you better believe I'm ready to go. Always ready.
Were you, like, on your way home, or...?
I was downstairs.
Oh.
Is that how it normally works with you? It's like you get a text of something?
No, but once in a while she will send a text and it'll be like a flirty sort of text. Or at least I read it that way. And then I sometimes just...
For example?
She'll say things
like...
What do you want for dinner?
Ooh, flirty.
Take me up a matcha.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff. When are you going to be home? You know, those things. She said the following. I'm going to read this exactly as it was written because the fact that I'll put it this way. I got the text. I said, we're having sex. I went up to where she was, ready to have sex. And she said, what the hell are you doing? And I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? Did you see what you just wrote me? And she goes, yeah. I go,
is this that situation where, like, you know how you guys were driving and then she saw that billboard and was like, I'm dying for sex. And then you were like, let's go.
Yes. And then it was a stupid show.
Yeah.
It was similar to that. But this one was the following. Get home quick. The kids are out of the house. We can have some fun.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah. No, that is explicit.
Right. What else? So I assume, I don't even assume, that means...
We can have some fun. And then if she knows you at all, she knows what your definition of fun is, and it's that.
Yeah, she's not like an avid ping pong player or something like that, right?
Well, yesterday...
It's time to pickle.
I thought it was time to pickle. I was excited for pickling. I get a if anyone got that text, I mean, I'm being serious, because I'm starting to feel like I'm crazy.
Too.
You would think that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would.
Get
and
home
I'm usually
quick.
Against
the kids
you.
Are not home. We can have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go, great. I'm ready.
Did you have any questions about where your children were? Or?
No, they didn't even ask.
Kids aren't home.
That's
great.
Day two of summer. I've lost them already. So
you get home. So you're racing.
So I get home. I run upstairs. I'm getting myself all on the headspace. Time to go.
Trying to get your heart rate down after climbing the stairs.
Got to perform for 35 seconds. Got to really give it to her. And she's fully dressed and has and like, you know, getting ready for the day. Like you know, getting ready. And I'm like, what?
Getting ready for life.
I'm like, what is going on here? Are you dyslexic? These clothes are going the wrong way, you know? And she goes, why? What did she goes, why? I said, you said we're going to have fun. The kids aren't here. She goes, yeah. I thought we could go for like a walk with the dog or something.
Oh, a walk.
And I said, that's not fun.
I mean, it is nice.
That's not fun at all.
No, a nice walk on a summer day.
I said, I thought we're having sex. She goes, why would you think that? I said, you said the kids aren't here. Get home quick. We can have some fun.
Yeah, you can go on a walk with your children.
Because you said get home quick, it felt like there was a time crunch.
Uh-huh.
There's no time crunch. She goes, yeah, I have a work call in about 25 minutes, so I thought we could go do something fun, like walk the dog. I said, that's...
Do something fun like that you have to do every day anyway?
Yeah. Well, usually I take the dog out or she does. We don't really ever do it together.
Oh, so she's taking...
But it's not fun. I said, there's nothing fun about walking with you.
No, and you're like, and guess what? We could have sex and still have 24 minutes to walk the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, more than that even. So she was like, why does everything that you think is fun, sex? And then she said, which I found very hurtful after she got all like offended that I assumed that's what she meant.
If I wanted to have fun, why would I be doing that?
No.
Oh.
Thanks, Allie. She said, don't worry, you'll get it on Father's Day.
Oh.
But like real, like she wasn't excited.
But like eye-rolly?
Yeah.
Don't worry, you pervert.
Right.
I'll fulfill your weird sexual needs on Sunday.
And I was like, huh.
Like she's gearing, she has to gear herself up for days, I bet.
Yeah.
She has to like really mentally psych herself up.
Can't wait for her to cancel.
Yeah, I feel like Father's Day is going to be another dog walk time. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. So anyway, just be 100% valid. Everyone's saying that's not fun. Thank you for defending me.
I would never say we could have some fun when I think of going for a walk.
Right.
Like if you know, that sounds nice. Like we could do something nice. That's not something fun.
Well, when we
something
get back,
fun would be like fireball shots.
When we get back from this break, something fun is in store for you. It's the news. Yay. It's the question on everyone's mind. Just how famous is Joshua Jackson? We sent Jake into the streets to find out if he truly is the Hollywood A-lister that Ali believes he is. The results will surprise you, or they perhaps will not at all. We'll get to that coming up next hour, and lots to give you this morning on the show. Giant, giant TV. See what it looks like up on the socials at Klein Ali Show. We've been delivering these now to the winners, and your Father's Day will never be the same once you get a 98-inch TV from TCL. It's the QM6K. The amount of meetings we've had.
How are you going to get this right?
I don't know, dude. It's too many letters. It's giant. It's a beautiful TV. And once again, it's the QM6K. It's nothing better. And we'll give one away later today to you for the return of, you know, we've done Mother Knows Best. We've never done Father Knows Best. So it'll be an opportunity for us to do that. Connecting you with your dad, if he still takes your calls, you can end up scoring yourself or him a TV. The choice is yours. Right now, though, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Is there any better survivor story than the one of this man on the Air India flight? It truly is like the movie Unbreakable. It is a miracle that this guy is alive, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh. He was traveling with his brother, and his mom now has to deal with being heartbroken over losing one son, but overjoyed at the miracle survival story of the other one. And I imagine that now seat 11A will be the most booked seat on any airplane. It is the lucky seat. That's where he was sitting. He was either near an exit row or in an exit row, but he was very close to the exit. And when the plane was going down, which was, again, 1 minute after takeoff, he was able to open the exit door and jump out of the plane. And we don't know exactly when he jumped. Was it like right before the impact or was it in the seconds after? But his brother was in a different row. And as for the crash itself, they've got one of the two black boxes. And it seems to indicate that, I mean, they haven't looked at the black box, but it seems like some of the videos and everything leading up shows evidence that they lost power. And I guess before takeoff, none of the screens were working. The AC wasn't working. And there was some kind of a power issue. And this is the first crash ever for this type of plane. The good news, and this is very morbid, but it is good news, there are less fatalities than they originally reported. They had said 292, but then they realized they had been double counting some of the body parts.
Oh, man, that's tough.
So, yeah, they realized, oh, now that we've figured all this out, it's back down to the 240s. But this guy will be famous for the rest of his life.
The ball's on that guy. Think about it. You're on a plane. It's going down.
Think of the quick decision you have to make.
Yeah, you make the call. Am I going to open this door and jump out of this plane right now, knowing that that could be game over? I mean, because sometimes...
Totally.
You don't know. That plane was going... It didn't look like... I saw the video. It's really hard to watch, but it actually... You know, it looks like if you're just watching it, it's
a regular takeoff.
It's taking off regular, but then it's kind of coming down smoothly and evenly. It's not like it's nosediving. counting down. So
and then
maybe
you see it disappear from you, and then
right. Maybe you're on the plane going, I guess we're just going to land again. I've been on some planes before that have had to do the abortive takeoff. They start to take off, and then all of a sudden they kind of take it back down. So to think in that moment, like, I'm going to make the call to open this door and jump out.
And I would imagine that wow. because it happened so quickly, I don't even know if they had time to make an announcement to the passengers.
No,
you know, to tell them to brace or do anything.
It didn't look like, if they didn't have any power on board, you know, who's to say? Although I did see a ton of comments. And so there's all these, you know, all of a sudden everyone's an aviation expert because they go like, well, clearly the flaps were not raised enough to get the proper amount of altitude. Like all these, and then some other guy's like, what do you know about anything? He's like, trust me, I've played.
I know flaps.
I know flaps. Like everyone's just an expert. And it's just a tragic situation. It's terrible. It's scary.
Yeah, but it's also incredible that, this guy's going to have a ton of survivor's guilt. And he's married, he has a kid. Like, it's incredible that he is the one survivor. But think about how you would act in that situation. And I wouldn't even be able to open the emergency exit.
Like, I don't want to get in trouble, all this stuff.
I know, I'm like, but I'm not supposed to. Yeah. You know, and even the, like, lift the lever thing. Like, I think you have to push pretty hard against that thing to even open it.
Well, you do give consent before the flight if you're in the emergency row that you'll open the door if there's an emergency.
Yeah, now they do a verbal, you have to say
you
yes.
Have to say like, yes.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to pluck their little AirPods out of their ears and pretend they're paying attention.
He's probably the only one who was paying attention.
Yeah, someone said yesterday, we were talking about it. Someone said we found the one guy that actually read the safety manual before the plane.
I was like, let me learn about this plane, but this 787.
It is crazy. And, you know, we just heard that Blink song a moment ago. And remember, you know, obviously Travis Barker survived that plane crash where people died. And he said that survivor's guilt thing, man, that is a real thing.
Yeah,
and that takes
a
toll on you.
All right, you're only as good as your next collab. And Linkin Park has one to go right along with their new From Zero tour. Linkin Park Gummy Bears. The band loves Haribo. They love them some Haribo. So they have done a collab to go with the tour. They've designed their own candy pieces. The band logo is on one of them, and then they each personalized a gummy bear for their band. Like, each member of the band, like Emily has a microphone, Dave's bass, and they have the flavors orange, peach, cola, apple, raspberry, and cherry flavors. And I would imagine it's a powerful feeling to have a big company like that come to you and say, design whatever you want. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I know for you, when they do that Lay's potato chip flavor contest,
I got screwed.
You take it very seriously.
Yeah, well, I got the first year of it, I got screwed. I gave them the winning flavor, and they gave it credit to someone else. I was the first person to submit chicken and waffles, Lay's potato chip. Look it up. It's on record. And they gave it to some woman in another state.
You're so mad.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
Look it up, all right?
I just looked it up. You're not the first one.
Jake, I am the first one. You didn't look it up. I'm telling you right now. I know when this...
Not Klein.
Jake, you're wrong. I don't even want to start now. I get Klein. So mad about this.
You submitted shrimp as a treat.
I didn't...
Lay's shrimp treat.
Shrimp treat chip. First day of the contest, I gave them chicken and waffles because of my love of Roscoe's chicken and waffles, the Carol C. number 13.
Yeah, you're the 50th person.
And
to do that.
I was the first one to do it. And then this woman won in another state, and I found the woman.
She had a great story.
I tracked her down.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I tracked this woman down.
Why am I the Karen on the show?
And I said to this woman, hey, you're a chicken and waffles fan too? She goes, I've never even had chicken and waffles. Woman never even had it in her life.
So she just
her husband was a firefighter or some BS like that, and as a result, they picked her. And I'm livid.
Because you don't have a cool job or anything that's impressive to say.
I'm going to add Lay's to my enemy list. And that was years ago, and it stuck with me.
Klein, think about shrimp as a ramen flavor. It's the least desirable.
Mm.
You can't go
just
all in
treat.
On shrimp.
Treat. K-Rock, new hour starts next, K-Rock.